Act 1, Scene 2. An hour later, Capulet was walking down a street with one of his servants and another man, Count Paris. Count Paris was the most popular single man in Verona. He was handsome, young, and rich. He was also in love with Juliet, Capulet's daughter.
My lord, what do you think about my request to marry your daughter, Juliet?
Asked Count Paris. Capulet stopped walking and looked at Paris.
My daughter is still a child, replied Capulet.
She's only 14 years old.
Wait 2 years and she'll be ready to get married. There are women in Verona who are younger than her, and they are already married with children,
said Paris. Capulet looked at Paris for a minute.
Please understand me, Paris. Juliet is the most important thing in the world to me, he said. However, if you convince her to marry you, I will agree to the wedding. There will be a masked ball at my house tonight. Come to the ball, and you can begin to convince Juliet.
Capulet then turned to his servant and gave him a piece of paper.
Go and tell all the people on this list that they are invited to my party tonight.
Count Paris and Capulet walked away and left the servant alone. He looked at the list in his hand and cried,
Oh no! My master wants me to find these people, but he forgets that I can't read.
Just then, Romeo and Benvolio appeared at the end of the street. The servant stopped Romeo.
Excuse me, sir, he said. Can you read?
Yes, I can, answered Romeo. He took the list from the servant and began reading out the names on it. Benvolio noticed that Rosaline, the girl that Romeo was in love with, was invited to the party. Where will this party be? Asked Romeo.
At Lord Capulet's house, answered the servant. If you're not members of the Montague family, you're welcome to come to the party.
The servant turned and walked away.
We're Montagues, but let's go to the party, said Benvolio. Rosaline will be there. You'll be able to compare her with other beautiful women, and you'll see that she isn't so special.
I'll go to the party, Benvolio, said Romeo, but no one can compare with her beauty.